Go Loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your waist in it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
deep knock.
He looks mad official him, doesn't he? I'm serious. Look at me. I'm Terrence.
I am serious. I've things to say on this.
What? I've things to say.
Fucking episode's a podcast.
I've things to be saying.
I've things to speak about on this. In this particular episode, Owen.
Right, are we in?
Yeah.
Go on, Terry.
What's the crack, boys? Owen, you were late. An hour late, actually.
No.
You were.
Ah, you can't say no.
I was a little late, and then the...
Not a little late, bro. You were 1 hour late.
I was half.
I was less late for Dara O'Brien that time.
To be specific, 65 minutes late.
No.
What do you mean, no, bro? We have the timestamps.
How long have we been...
Release the tapes.
In each other's presence.
About 20 minutes.
No, about 40 minutes.
40 no. minutes?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It was the studio.
We're here over an hour.
We had to get the studio ready.
Oh, you had to get the studio ready.
You helped out. It's a first. Thank you.
Not forced. It's not, and that's the problem.
He forgets himself that.
Doesn't he?
He's at the climb in the ranks heavily.
Don't start using my line.
Since he met us, he's up there.
We took you out of the gutter.
I don't know if you were in the gutter. You were on the floor.
Doing the Pat Kenny show and all. Like, who are they?
Whoa. Whoa. Pat Kenny's sitting downstairs going, what the fuck was that all about?
He's had to get the Twitch. Yeah. What was that?
Just in that.
What do we usually do in these, home?
Have a bit of crack. But listener questions.
Listener questions, sorry, yeah. I was thinking, this the fucking phone.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are
we doing these?
No, I'm down to doing these.
How long are we doing bonus episodes? What do we do in these?
So, do you remember back in the days when we used to do bonus episodes, like, I've ADHD? Is this like the new thing? Is like, but you're not a brain operation.
And ADHD, yeah. Think
do you know
about
what I was thinking? Do you know the way, like, do you know why everyone went through, like, oh, here's the negative side effects of what could happen, and you were like, I'm going to learn how to play the ukulele so I don't forget how to play the ukulele and all.
Yeah.
I was thinking, imagine, like, they fix that ADHD.
That's what I was thinking going into it. I was like, imagine I come out pure normal.
Yeah.
But I was thinking like this.
Imagine you come out neurotypical. That's the word, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the word.
Because I was going to say neurovergent. Yeah, do you know what else, Terry, would have been funny? Imagine that your accent changed. I was actually hoping for that. You know the way the people
who... No, imagine you speaking French.
That's what I'm saying.
Remember?
Yeah, it happened to one, Gemma.
Gemma who?
Gemma Pell. That was a good one. I'm happy with that.
I forgot that part of this.
Yeah, but you're in on that now.
The dad joke?
Yeah.
No, I'm not there yet. Yeah, you have to ask me at least one. Yeah, Joe, that should be one before you get involved.
You see, Father's Day comes around and all, you get link sets.
Oh, going back on it and all.
You're getting link sets.
Yeah.
Oh, Brendan wasn't here for an hour and he's still not here.
Oh, they are right. Look at me, I are right.
I'm getting questions for your bonus.
That's all right.
That's what we do in the bonus episode.
I'm only asking, I are
right. Mr. Questions.
Are we turning on me again?
What do we do here?
No, but you know what I was getting at.
Could we have said anything there and you would have gone with it?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
We do impressions.
Yeah, we do cartwheels all around the room for an hour.
Yeah, it wouldn't put it past you.
Yeah.
There's more room in here for cartwheels now.
There is a lot of room here for activities, yeah. So you got a good cartwheel there?
Yeah.
One cartwheel?
Yeah.
You're not getting back-to-back ones, and I have back-to-back in my locker.
I reckon if you cleared that table out, you get from that corner to that corner in two cartwheels.
No, I'm 6 foot. Yeah. I'm 6 foot.
Cammy, make sure there's no hostility in this episode, lads. Like, just in harmonious.
That was my plan, right? He's at the throne of me twice. And before the episode started, I said something and he went, no.
Yeah. That was warranted.
It was questionable.
I turned on you. The two of you opened up with this character assassination that I was an hour late.
But we have proof. So it's not assassination. What do you mean we don't? Owen, I can tell you, I have messages. And then we can check the timestamps on when we start recording.
Ask the listeners if they think we'd lie about that. Owen, have you any questions, bro? Or that you want to talk about stuff?
Tell us how you really feel, Owen. Get off your chest.
Well, I have one here, actually. You kind of touched on it already, but from Tommy.
Tommy?
It's to me. He says, hi, Owen.
No, his name's not Tommy, it's to me.
I thought that was a bad joke. I was like,
someone from Donnybrook says the name Tommy. Oh, to me. All right, sorry, pal. Take your Americano and fuck off.
Yeah.
Tommy says, it was nice to hear Terence admit last week that you saved his life.
Oh, well.
That's questionable. Whether you saved me life or not.
You agreed. The record
shows. I was in a spur of bother. Look, you got me out of a spur of bother.
Tommy is commenting on what you said. I'm relaying that. Don't talk to me. Talk to Tommy. Hey, Tommy goes on. You don't like this.
Tommy, don't be giving him that credit. Go on.
It's good to add that to making his life by making him the star he is today. I hope he shows the gratitude owed for both. Kind regards, Tommy. You brought it up yourself earlier, so let's start with that one.
That's a problem, isn't it?
No comment.
No, that's a problem. That's a problem with people assuming that.
No comment.
I don't think Tommy's assuming it.
I've so much to say. I want to get aggressive. But I'm in a vulnerable position.
Why would you get aggressive?
Because it's a fucking lie, bro.
You can just say it's a team effort, can't you? Certain talents need certain
nourishment.
Nourishment. Management.
Oh, do you deal with me and Calvin differently? Because he's a problem as well, and this is what annoys me.
What did I just say at the start?
Going for everyone.
What did I say at the start? Let's keep it harmonious and
you
no
asked
aggro.
Earlier, what do we do here? I'll tell you what we don't do here.
Stab each other on the back. He's a problem as well, and he gets
give us an example.
Of being a problem.
Yeah, go on.
You can't be trusted.
This feels like a dangerous game.
Doesn't it?
I'd say one of your biggest problems walking into Marconi House is, what's that called when you don't have a room voice?
Not having an indoor voice.
Yeah. That's the one, yeah. You have a problem with not having an indoor voice. You'll be like, do you reckon like I'd punch Pat Kenny's head in and he's one floor below you?
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement to make?
As in, what you just said, or me saying that I'd punch Pat Kenny's head in? Because I think that is a fair statement to make.
Exhibit A. I know, your problem is you just can't show up on time. And your spelling is not great.
My spelling is excellent.
Is it? Yeah. Are you spell difficulty about? And bring me back. You cheated your way to a spelling bee.
That spelling bee had very little to do with spelling.
He hustled us.
No, it was definitely a hustle job. No, you were better at that than I thought.
You're better at spelling than you are playing the guitar.
The fact you can play the guitar in any sense is impressive. Yeah. Like one of them ticks that pick up and just bang all the strings for 30 seconds and put it back down. You get me? It's like, ding-a-ling-a-ling, put that away. I'm sick of it. That sounded like the start of that song. Do you ever see that song? A ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Do you know that one?
I'm already copping on all these years that we're struggling to get musical. Guess what, live show? And there's on Brendan with a guitar.
Oh, I swear, you wouldn't be able to get me off the floor laughing if you walked up with a guitar on the show. Like Ed Sheeran. I swear, you wouldn't get me off the floor.
I'd love to bring you to a music shop. Big open floor, drums, guitars, everything. Oh, and just say nothing, just stand there and see how long it takes you to just gravitate towards one instrument or the other. And then you'd go, you'd start banging the shit out of it. Drop it after 30 seconds, move on to drums. He's on to the saxophone, the piano, the cello, everything.
If you could guess an instrument they'd go to, I know what instrument they'd go to.
Drums first.
Yeah. That's exactly what I think. And me first step on up. Yeah. Learning it, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Loafing the cymbals though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. I agree. Tell Tommy you'll punch his head in anyway, John. Just a little more.
McGinty.
McGinty.
If you could rid yourself of one bad habit, what would it be?
Of an awful tendency of not doing things immediately and thinking I'll do that later and then not doing it. Always are. Always are. Someone told me before, if something was only going to take 2 minutes, do it immediately because you're not going to do it then. If you leave it any longer, you'll never do it then. Like, for example, do you know when someone says, what do you think of this person for a guest? And be like, yeah, right, will you text them? And then it's like 3 weeks later and they still haven't been text. Parents has a real problem with that.
Oh, you have a real problem with that.
As in, his problem is he doesn't do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, neither do you.
Whoa.
Name one person.
Oh, I like that, Owen. I like your style, bro.
Hang on for a minute. Hang on for 1 minute. Don't be winking. I've seen the wink.
I don't know if that's going on. Fuck him.
What about when we had that planning meeting in the restaurant where your man thought we were doing a boner? Mm-hmm. And you said, text that person. I had him text by the time you even got back to Marconi.
Siobhan asked me to text someone last week. I haven't done it yet.
Siobhan asked you to ring someone when we left here after recording Ryan Tubridy's episode, and now you haven't done it yet.
That's the person I'm on about. She also asked me about 5 days before that.
Next one for you.
I have a funny thing, actually. I meant to say it to you. I was walking home town the other day, and this fella was across the road, and he see me, and I seen him crossing over, and I was like, right, here we go. And he's like, fucking always downtown, I never see him. The boys were always saying you live around town. I was like, yeah, what's the story? He goes, I blade and see the other fella all the time. I do all the time. I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I seen him up at the oil like there the other day. Me and him had to pick up a dead pigeon. I goes, what?
Were
they? Yeah,
I picked up a dead pigeon
at the oil. Like, I was like, what?
Did I?
You must have. I was like, what? Where did that come from?
A dead pigeon?
At the oil, like, yeah, you and this young fella.
Don't remember, but you know what the guy's thing is? We can never.
You can't rule it out?
Yeah.
Like, when was this?
I seen him the other day, but he said it would have been before that. He said he seen Terrence at the oil, like, and he said he always sees it up around that neck of the woods.
The other day, you were picking up a dead pigeon.
At the oil, like.
And you don't remember?
May have been a dead seagull. Dead pigeon, dead seagull.
What are you doing picking up dead birds?
No, I don't think that's true.
Well, I'll just tell you what he said.
But it is hard
to rule
it
out.
It's interesting, you can't rule it out definitively.
No, because there's something in my head that's ringing a bell, but I don't think there was a dead pigeon.
That's what he said, yeah.
I can't remember. I don't think it was me. I'm going to rule that out.
I'm fascinated by this. Was it just Terry and hit this anonymous accomplice picking up the bird?
Yeah, apparently
there was no crowd gathered around.
No, that's all he said. At the oilac.
At the oilac.
It was at the oilac. I was like, it sounds like him.
Because I have been around the oilac as well, which is a problem.
I wouldn't call it a problem.
It's a problem to the story, because I can't.
What tendency would you get rid of? For not a tendency to hang around the oilac.
Picking up dead birds, yeah.
In Argos.
I'm trying to wean myself off. I'm going around to the Jervis for a while.
Still going on about Argos.
Yeah, it's a good job. I don't remember that, but it could be true. Who knows? Because there is something ringing a bell. I'm going to rule that out. Yeah.
I'm going to rule it out.
I'm going to rule that out. Negative.
All right. If a video of you went viral, which do you think would damage your reputation most?
Collecting a caterpillar.
100%.
He's got three options for you here. Paying your TV licence fee at the post office. And
oh, that's bad, Owen.
And your card is declined.
Oh, right. That's a double whammy.
Right. I, do you know what? Anything else other than that.
Number two, you trip up someone who's running away from the Garda and the guards catch him.
That's a problem. Do you know what you have to do then immediately? Fight the Garda. If someone's taking chase on foot patrol, yeah, and you click their heels by accident, they're on the ground, and the guard is pointing, you have to fight them immediately. They'd be like, that was an accident, watch, I'll prove it.
I was going to start shouting accusations as to why he was running, you know.
Pedo!
Yeah. He's a pedo, yeah, get him.
Nah, you have to fight the police immediately. Immediately you have to let hands
What's
go.
The third option? Because he's going to dig a hole there.
Getting scared by the fella who dresses up as a bush and starting to cry.
I don't think, I don't think that's that bad.
That can happen. A fright, bro.
That can happen anyone. Do I think he needs to be doing it more often? I move around the city.
So we're going with one of the first two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fourth one's a problem.
The second one is the worst one. Why are you out there being a good Samaritan? Why would you think you're a Batman? Stopping criminals and all. That's not your business, pal.
Remember there was a video of a fella robbing a few packets of crisps and someone grabbed them?
Yeah.
It's like, you fucking wanker, you. Ready salted walkers, like, let them go.
If I go in to pay for the TV licence and my card declines, I'm not paying for the TV licence, you're walking out. You're like, look, I tried, fuck it.
But which one with the intention is bad enough?
Which of these two is worse for your reputation?
If the TV licence was just mainly because of the podcast.
Do you think?
Bro, I wore New Balance. I was on about the big end New Balance when I started slating them. I wore a pair of fresh New Balance in here one day and oh my God. Do you know what you don't understand, boys? I got it on the streets. Do you get me? You're wearing New Balance, you prick.
The way you said it.
Out there trying to pick up a few dead pigeons, and this is what I'm getting.
I'm just walking on Malachi. I was like, watch that Shawshank, you prick. And went like blue in the face and drove off. I was like, fuck off, man. Do you get me?
They're right, though.
They are right.
Ah, yeah.
Ah, but it's always good crack. Never.
You are acting the bollocks with the Shawshank, Terry.
And the New Balance, remember?
Yeah.
Something to bring up.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, never.
I heard you met. Oh, you had the chance to say hello to a hero of yours, did you?
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard this story. I've just been given a tip off. So
who gave you the tip off?
I can't say.
Go on.
Yeah, be honest.
What time you know what the story is?
Girl and Price, no? Does that know what that is?
Oh.
Is this Girl and Price?
Is that what it
Michael
is?
Van Gerwen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who was at the tipping you off then?
We need to talk about this.
No. Nah, don't sit up like that. Don't sit up like that.
Sorry, let me clear my throat. So,
false accusation, by the way.
Hang on, before we go on, who are we talking about here?
Gerwen Price, where would he be ranked in the world in darts? 30, top 5?
Top 3, top 5, yeah, he was the world number one.
Welsh fella, really stocky. You'd know him from all the world championships. Yeah, you'd see him.
He was always controversial back in the day.
He's always playing little, he's always getting billed. Little stocky fella.
Not anymore, he's the goat now.
And a bit of a hero of yours, Terry, fair to say?
I wouldn't say a hero, no, you're getting carried away, bro, don't do that.
You're a big fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan of him, yeah.
Yeah. Person who tipped me off referred to him as your hero.
Gave him Price pajamas and all.
Fucking lawyer. Whoever it was, who was it? Siobhan Walsh or Jordan, it's one or the other, they're both getting paid, boy.
Paid informants. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened and then Terrence is going to tell you a lie. We got a text from somebody in Matchroom. Matchroom runs the PDC. They said that the Premier League darts is coming to Dublin. Would you be interested in doing a podcast? I says, absolutely. Who was it with? Turns out it's Josh Rock from Belfast. Terry, interested in Josh Rock? Obviously. No questions asked. You have to be down to Gibson at this time. Me and Terry get down there. Siobhan and Andy get down. Siobhan's the producer. Andy's the videographer. Room set up. Do a podcast. Sound fella. Sound fella.
Lovely fella, yeah.
He leaves. All the people in Matchroom live with him. We're there. Siobhan is packing away, Andy's packing away. As everything is completely packed away, I'm nearly sure Andy zipped the bag with like the lights, the pops, all that shit on. He turns around and goes, I'm about to get into the whole game and Price is downstairs. If we get him on the podcast, you set back up. And I could see it in Andy's face. He was dying to say no. He looked at Terrence and just went, I suppose. And even I felt
bad. I offered cash from your end as well.
Yeah, he offered cash. He goes, I'll revenue you 25 quid and Calvin will. Right? So I was like,
game and Price, bro, you couldn't.
Right. In fairness, no, you couldn't. I just felt bad on the unbelievable. He wanted to go home, you know what I mean? But he couldn't say no. He was dying to say no. But anyways, he agreed to it. So we're like, we're one question away from Terrence from having Gerwen Price on the podcast. So we get downstairs, we're all standing outside the Gibson Grand, just having chat saying, that was sound, wasn't it? He was bang on, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. With that, Terrence is facing us, yeah? We're very back to the Gibson, Terrence is facing us. With that, Terrence goes, there's Gerwen Price. Jaw dropped. Made eye contact with Gerwen Price, followed him with his eyes as he walked past and into the shop for his missus. And Terrence's excuse was, or he's with his board, I'm not going to say anything to him.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, hang on, you know what makes it better?
Terry.
If it was a security guard, I would have did it. I would have.
We were watching him going into the shop and there was people outside the shop getting selfies with him. I was like, you could have just fucking said to him. Any chance of doing 20
minutes.
But he came
back down again.
And you still said nothing.
And what did I say to you?
What?
Van Gerwen shows up, will you ask him? And who shows up?
No, hang on. Me not saying, I'm going to ask him. He just goes, you have to ask Van Gerwen. After only saying.
Yeah, but he didn't say no. You know, one of them.
He was making out that Van Gerwen was a prick. He's like, I've seen a lot of interviews with Van Gerwen and he's a bit of a prick.
He'll
say all this. He'll tell you to fuck off and all. And I was like, he is Dutch Terrence. And I want to fucking be straight shooters. Like,
yeah, he's loose.
With that, Van Gerwen gets out of a taxi with his bag after coming from the airport, walks straight past us. Terrence was like, you didn't open your mouth. I was like, I never agreed to opening my mouth.
Well, he didn't say no.
Terry.
I bottled it. If he wasn't with his board, I'd asked him. I promise you, hand on my heart, I would have. I've asked people before. I asked Molly McCann that time.
You did?
Yeah.
And I walked out.
Yeah, did. Did we ever talk about the egg in the pocket?
No.
Can we?
I don't see why not.
Why should we?
Does he have a choice? Like, if we just start talking about what's he going to do?
What you going to do about that? Like? Why you were just literally airing me out the droid last time. Last two times about to come in here.
Do you know what the best part about it was, when he was like, teeing up for the comeback, he's like, boys, when I come in, he's had to go easy and all. Yeah. Like, no slagging me over my head and all, and this, that, and you know, no slagging me or anything. You literally got it in the neck, bro.
Bro, you're doing it.
Yeah, I know, deserved.
What you mean?
You're getting in the neck,
bro. I wouldn't have that. It's fucking you.
Oh, you open.
It's you. You're the problem.
I was like, let's all get along. And he was like, do you know what your problem is?
Yeah, you did start off that. You set the tone. People might think that's an exaggeration, but couple of months ago when we were talking about coming back in, he's like, now I said, how long until we can make jokes about the brain?
Never.
He's like, no, you can't. No, I'm gonna need at least a year before you can start. Don't be mean, you know, you have to. Like, Terry,
I was vulnerable. Yeah, bro. But I'm coming around slowly. I wasn't well. You were saying this to me mid recovery, by the way. coming you around. Actually held my recovery back, I think. The stress
coming around slowly.
I would have been well, stress. I'd have been well in December.
He's coming around slowly. He's taking the corner in fifth gear. Farm coming around slowly.
I'd have been well in December, and the stress is what kept me. The poor blame Brian.
The egg in the pocket.
Yeah, I lost an egg, bro.
That's.
I lost an egg, bro. That's the truth of it. And I got found days later.
And where was it, Terry?
In my jacket pocket.
Where had it been?
I was trying to fry the egg.
In your pocket?
No. I went to make a fry. I never made a fried egg before.
Right.
So I usually just make boiled eggs or scrambled eggs, you get me?
And you're still like, would you say you've accomplished frying an egg?
They can get the fry, I lost it.
So he still hasn't fried an egg.
So you have the egg in your hand?
It's in my hand.
Frying pan is there?
Frying pan's there. Video call with Jordan so she can talk me through frying an egg.
And what do you mean by talk you through? Like, is she trying to hype you up, or is she literally giving you the step by step?
Now, she makes
the egg.
She makes fried eggs a bit different to everyone.
Right.
I don't know what way it is, because I never got to it. Right? Her fried eggs are banging. And she was in her mars with the baby, and I was in the gaff, so I video called her, and I was like,
how do you
do them eggs? With the egg in my hand. So she's like, do this and do this and do this. So while I'm doing the other things, the egg went missing.
While you were on the call, saying to her, where's the egg? And she's like, Terrence, I'm in Talla.
I was like, where am I at the pump that egg? Like, and she's like, how the fuck would I know?
Like, I'm not in the same room as you.
Yeah. But the egg went missing, and about, I don't know when it was, a few days later, it was in my jacket pocket.
Here's the thing.
I think I went into my jacket pocket to take something out, swapped it with the egg. Do you get me? Do you ever do that?
Like Indiana Jones. You on the swap?
How long were you looking for the egg?
I looked for it for a while, bro.
Where'd you look?
In the fridge.
Tell the truth, were you looking on that stuff and all?
Yeah, bro. The press, the fridge, the freezer, the microwave.
Checking the bathroom and all.
Anyway, I swear to God I did. I was like, I went for a piss, didn't I? Thought I left it in the sink or something.
When Jordan first told me about this, the egg still hadn't been found.
And how long was this, like,
the thing is
that day, following day, something like that?
No, I think it might have been the following day. It was a good while after, anyway.
It was days later. I don't know what she was doing. I think she just put my jacket up.
And this thing, you can't even blame this on like recovery post-op or anything. Like,
yes, you can.
No, this could have happened in 2024. And I wouldn't be surprised.
The beautiful thing is, it hasn't happened in 2024. It happened post-surgery.
Yeah, but you're just blessed that it happened post-surgery.
Oh, thank
you. Because you have an excuse.
And watch someone's legs and say, well, I'm not well.
Yeah, exactly.
Me? That's
yeah.
What I keep doing to everyone.
But like,
someone texted me yesterday, you know, calling me awful names over the Tiger King thing. The Lion King, you know.
Calling names? Like,
awful names.
But like, in a funny way, do you get me? Like, you're fucking simple and whatever. And I was like, I'm not well, you tick. Make me feel bad immediately.
You reckon they're in bone?
Yeah, they can't use that.
Who can't?
You.
For a one or another, I used it 14 times yesterday over that clip.
They're in Bowmouth, yeah. And like, they're telling people, like, you have trigeminal neuralgia, here's the operation I'm going to get, here's what could happen to you. And they're going to be like Terrence Powell, they're going to be like, no, not like him. That's, yeah. That was nothing got to do with this operation.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Will we wrap this one up?
No, I'm not leaving again.
Ah, we will.
TBX. Yeah.
We'll leave?
TBX?
TBX.
Do some TBX.
Put on then.
But I can't wait to hear this song now that people know we're back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well, to be honest. Largy bargy as well between the boys.
Oh yeah, there was a good bit of baiting them going on last
week. Yeah.
Two boys like reformed pacifists now since TBX went cold, and Terrence was like, no, this isn't over, you're making.
This is not over. Oh, and you had to go deep down, bro. They'll be only messing. You're not, you have problems, like, but you're not a problem. Did you get me?
Harry, what's the email?
I look forward to seeing you every week.
What's the email to send?
Best part of your week.
Talking bollocks at Gowlet. What did you say?
Best part of your week.
Oh, well.
It's up there.
Will you wrap her up before someone says something they're going to regret?
They only have one. They sound like the best part of your week. It's not the best part of yours as well.
We were talking about you. You started. You set the tone.
Do you have fun every week?
You set the tone.
Do
I
you
have fun?
Do you have fun every week?
Most weeks.
This week are you having fun?
I am having good fun this week, yeah.
Are you having fun?
I tried to wrap this up 5 minutes ago.
Are you happy?
Boys, I said, what's the email? And next one, there was points going across the room. Do you have fun?
Do you have fun?
I'm having fun.
I didn't ask him if he had fun. I don't care if he had fun.
We're talking about you. Why does he never want to answer a question as well? As soon as he gets deep. I'm the producer. You're the talent. Shut up, Owen. Just tell me are you having fun. Anyways.
What's the email, Terrence?
TalkingBollocks@GoLoudNow.com.
Take us out there now.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body, your head. Walk it high.
The Hypnocker.